Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to True Crime in Real Time, presented by the Who Killed Strawberry podcast. We're bringing you roundups of developing crime stories from Odyssey radio stations across the country. If you've been following the news in recent weeks, you know that headlines have been heavy with crime stories. From the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk, to a school shooting in Minnesota, the shooting of ICE detainees in Dallas, and the shooting at a church in Michigan. While these headlines pour in, other crimes may have slipped past your attention. We'll be filling you in on those, and some of the high-profile cases as well. This week, we'll start off in Genesee County, Michigan, where 40-year-old Thomas Jacob Sanford, a local man, allegedly opened fire at the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, killing at least four people and wounding more. WWJ News Radio anchors Jackie Page and Chris Fallar caught up with Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. He was on his way to church himself when he got the active shooter call.
I was actually on my way to church, and I got the call from one of my lieutenants that there's an active shooter in Grand Blanc, and 6 minutes later I'm on the way. And I get there just after 11, and the shooter had already been killed. And at that point, you know, for your listeners, this is a dynamic scene, which means things happen by the second. You have obviously an active fire. You have a lot of assets that are being drawn in. But this is the system. You know, it starts local, like the first officers on scene, and then you have all the system in place for reunification and scene security, and then you have state assets and then federal assets. And that all worked very, very well yesterday, and it continues to work. And not one agency can do it alone. And, you know, those days of investigation and response are continuing this morning. But it's exactly the way the system is built. I saw it live, and it was the way it's supposed to be done. I was very proud.
Sheriff, obviously, very shocking. Can you give us kind of a state of the community right now?
You know, I think the whole country is in a sense of uncertainty, and there's this shroud of pressure. And when something like this happens, you know, you ask yourself, is this going to end? And I think I feel a lot of that, you know, from the people that we were with. And there's an antidote to that, and that is we have to cleave together and not divide and create sides. And I think the community is happening, you know, when this happens, but we got to continue that. The story that Charlie talked about, the donut shop, that's one of dozens and dozens and dozens of stories that are happening lifetime with people wanting to do something just to be a part of the help part of it. And that's what brings communities together. And so the more that happens, the more your listeners just say hi to somebody, give a hug to somebody, go do something nice to somebody, that all helps in the healing process.
And can you tell us a little bit about Grand Blanc and this community in particular? I know that in terms of being the Genesee County Sheriff, you oversee the entire county there. This is a fairly quiet town, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I graduated from Grand Blanc High School, class of 1990. I grew up there. I worked at McDonald's in Grand Blanc, and you know, this is it's a beautiful community. Genesee County is a great community, and you know, they have a lot to offer. And it was in the south side of Genesee County, next to another church, and down the road from a Lutheran church, Mechanics Road. I grew up on the 8,000 block. I mean, I'm familiar with this whole area, and you can't say it's going to happen in one area or not. That's why you prepare everywhere. You can't say it won't happen in my backyard or. And this is an example of that. But nonetheless, the response was the same that you would have expected. And for people that know a first responder, that it just reach out to them to give them a thanks today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Another recent crime in Michigan that you may have missed was recently covered by WWJ. It was the murder of a young mother named Stella at a busy Meijer gas station in Shelby Township, Michigan. According to authorities, Stella was murdered by 24-year-old Sidney Davis Jr., her estranged husband, who was later arrested. Their 1-year-old son was found at the scene. After a recent hearing for Davis, Stella's brother spoke with the press, and WWJ provided this raw audio.
Can you tell us your name? Spell it for us.
My name is Saif, S-A-I-F. My last name is Mahmoud, M-A-H-M-O-U-D.
I just pray that justice is served for her. You know, nobody deserves to go through any tragedy of this sort. No matter what you do, you do not deserve to get murdered.
Yeah.
She was a very young girl. She had a little boy that she loved and adored very much. And she has family that and friends that love her very much. So I do hope that, you know, she gets the justice and the peace that she truly deserves. She was a beautiful girl. She was kind to everybody. And she had not one bad bone in her body. So...
What was she like?
She brought life into every room that she walked into, you know, and with everything that she went through in life, all the tragedies before this, you know, having to grow up in the foster care system, not having any parents, not having anybody to lean on. I was her brother. I tried to be the brother and the father in the situation, and I tried my absolute best, and she was doing so good in life. She had her own car. She had her own phone, own apartment, and she was doing so good in life up to this tragic moment, and everybody loves and misses her. This is all over media. This is all over Facebook. All her friends and family are, you know, constantly posting about this. Everybody's getting in contact. Nobody can sleep at night. Everybody's working tirelessly. She also worked with hand in hand with DHS. Her caseworkers know her situation by heart as well as mine. She worked hand in hand with TNFC, which is a nonprofit organization as well. There's a lot of organizations that know her and worked with her, and there's a lot of moving parts in the situation. They're all helping to make sure that she gets justice.
Can you tell us what her relationship was with Sydney?
Sydney is the father of said child, and it's unfortunate what happened. Didn't deserve it. More evidence will be showed throughout the court proceedings, and you guys will know exactly, you know, what transpired. I can't speak too much on the situation, but once you find out, you will absolutely know that she She didn't want this, and she tried very hard.
Were they married? Yeah, I thought they said mentioned the same.
There was divorce papers that were filed. They were separated, however, not legally, officially at the time.
Gotcha. And what is your sister's name? We only know her as Stella.
She legally changed her name to Stella. So that's what we will.
You want us to refer to her as Stella?
Absolutely.
Stella Davis or Stella.
What? No, this is so terrible. What's going on with her son?
And we're working hard to address that situation as well. As of right now, he is in CPS's care, and they are working diligently to find out and see exactly who is a fit parent. And I am working hard to be able to make sure that my nephew is placed in the right and proper hands.
Yes. Wish you a good mom.
She was an amazing mother, and she loved her son more than anything in this world. And she made sure that everybody knows that. Her last social media post was, "I will flip this world upside down for my son. Remember that." And that was the last thing that she's ever posted on social media. So that should tell you exactly how much she adores and loves her son. There was nothing in this world that was off limits to her in taking care of her son. There was everybody right behind her. Everybody loves her son. He is such a beautiful little boy. And my nephew will grow up to remember how beautiful and how much his mother loved him. Yeah. Absolutely.
Was there anything that you ever noticed about Sydney that made you think that he could potentially be a danger to your sister?
Absolutely. I don't know how much I could say. There are other things that are documented. There are other court dates that he has, you know, been in, and other things that he was involved or being alleged in. So when I learned of this information, I worked hard and made her understand this is what's going on if it wasn't to your knowledge, and this is why this sort of thing needs to be looked at and taken care of very seriously. And she understood that, and that's why all these things were happening, in terms of she didn't feel safe around him. And in this terrible incident, she just thought that he wanted to see his son, and her loving her son very much, she did not want to keep him away from the father. She always thought about her son over herself, and it led to this horrible incident. So
was that the cause of the separation, her learning about his past, his background?
There was a lot of things. I can't say that's the exact cause of separation.
Do you know if she ever tried to file for personal protection order against him?
I know that she's been to the police station many times, and this is messages between me and her. She's been to the police station many times, you know, complaining about abuse and other things of that sort, and it was not taken seriously. It was not taken seriously. She was pushed away by the police station. She was pushed away by police officers because they said that there isn't substantial evidence for her to at least create a police report.
Do you feel like this could have been prevented?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it could have been prevented. If somebody would have took a look at this case and seen exactly his background, the background of family members in his specific family and everything in account, somebody could have said, okay, this is a very dangerous game, and we need to take steps to ensure your safety. Again, this little girl grew up in the foster care system. She's been through a lot in her life, and a lot of her life was constant survival. It was constant survival. She didn't deserve this. Died way too young. She didn't get to experience a lot of things. She didn't get to experience life in itself, to where you're living and thriving, not just surviving.
And you're Stella's brother?
I am Stella's full blood relative.
Younger brother?
Older brother.
Older brother, big brother.
Okay. I am. Fatma only had me as a full blood relative. We don't have biological mother, father. We don't have uncle, aunt, cousin. And we always told each other very much that we love each other, and we're the only people here for each other. I did my best, and I did everything for her, and she did everything for me to make sure that our bond is tight and it would never be broken. So
Now we'll turn to the Philadelphia area, where Odyssey station KYW News Radio recently covered two disturbing cases. From the station's breaking news desk, here's John McDevitt reporting on charges filed against a 61-year-old man from Reading, Pennsylvania. The man is accused of killing a family in Berks County, including their baby.
Officials say the body of 31-year-old Junior Cabrera Colon of Reading was found in Bear Park on September 13th. Now, on September 18th, a suspect, Jose Luis Rodriguez, was questioned by police, and that's when officials say he admitted to shooting Cabrera Colon once in the back of the head, killing him, and dumping his body in the park. Officials say Rodriguez also admitted to shooting and killing the man's wife, 31-year-old Geraldina Paguero Mancebo, and their 1-year-old son, Jaden. Now, Berks County District Attorney John Adams says the defendant told investigators the baby was alive before he threw him into a muddy pond.
We will be considering filing a notice to seek the death penalty. We have not made any final decision as we speak, but I can't imagine anything more horrifying than throwing that 1-year-old child into that pond of water, and that child is left there to die.
The woman and the child's bodies were discovered about a week after Cabrera Colon's body was discovered in the brush at the park. As for the motive, the DA says the defendant and the woman were involved in some sort of relationship. The defendant wanted the woman to leave her husband, the DA says. She refused, which apparently led to the murders.
The second disturbing case KYW reported on involved a man charged for possession of child sex abuse material, including a guide on how to exploit children.
31-year-old Abdiel Mendoza is facing decades behind bars after officials say he's accused of distributing and possessing child sex abuse material. Attorney General Dave Sunday says his office served a search warrant last week at Mendoza's Griscombe Street home, where they seized a computer and cell phone. Through the search, Sunday says his agents discovered several files of child sex abuse material that Mendoza shared online. Officials also found a 170-page PDF file titled, quote, How to Practice Child Love, which was described as a how-to guide on engaging in sexual abuse with a child. Mendoza is charged with nearly two dozen counts of possessing child sexual abuse material. Mendoza is out on $50,000 bail with a preliminary hearing scheduled for next month. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In New York City, teens have been involved in many of the crimes reported by 1010 Winds this week. Here are just two examples.
Well, he's only 16 years old, but he now faces a murder charge that could put him away for much of his life. So says the Queens DA about a teenage suspect who turned himself in yesterday in the fatal shooting of another teen earlier this week. Sanjay Samuel was only 13 and on his way to school last Monday when he was gunned down right outside a Dunkin' Donuts on Linden Boulevard in Cambria Heights. His mother, Valene Griffith, says she decided to keep Sanjay's spirit alive by donating his organs.
You know what? Sanjay is such a jolly, well-known little boy from his basketball team, from his school, from giving the teacher all the talks in the mouth. I want the same spirit and energy Sanjay had to live on.
Investigators say the older teen rode up to Sanjay on a scooter and began arguing with him before pulling a gun. He allegedly opened fire after the victim punched him. Well, the NYPD says they've caught up with the predator that attacked two teenage girls in Brooklyn yesterday within an hour of each other.
After two failed attempts in one day, 22-year-old Justin Lee now sits behind bars. He followed a 13-year-old into her Kensington apartment, grabbing her neck and pushing her underneath a staircase. Police say she put up a fight, walking away uninjured. Now, just hours later, he tried again with a 15-year-old, but no word on her condition. Lee lives just minutes away from the assault locations, but he's now charged with endangering the welfare of a child and harassment. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
To wrap things up, we're going back to a 1990s cold case that authorities say has finally been solved. You might have heard of this one since it was the subject of an HBO documentary this year called The Yogurt Shop Murders.
Austin Police Detective Dan Jackson took over the cold case in 2022, resubmitting to databases ballistic evidence from a spent shell casing and trace DNA from under one of the victim's fingernails. On August 22nd, the newly submitted DNA got a hit.
And it was from a sexual assault and murder from 1990 out of Greenville, South Carolina. This was the profile that they had, Robert Eugene Brashers. He is a perfect 27 for 27 match.
A serial rapist and murderer who took his own life in 1999. The families of the victims spoke. Barbara Wilson is the mother of Jennifer and Sarah Harbison.
But I really just came to say thank you for the Austin Police Department and all the love and support that you have given us over these 34 years.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You can read more about how authorities zeroed in on Brashers as the yogurt shop suspect on Odyssey News Stations. We'll put a link in the show description. Thanks for listening to this True Crime in Real Time Roundup presented by the Who Killed Strawberry podcast. You can subscribe to the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.